This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Over 1,000 current and former Anglican school students have signed an open letter to the 34 schools who are demanding their right to discriminate against LGBTI staff and students be upheld. It sparked a letter from member for Sydney Alex Greenwich requesting an apology from the Anglican Church for their doubling down against changes to the Sex Discrimination Act. The open letter to the heads of the Anglican schools was organised by Max Looms, a former student of St Luke's Grammar School in Sydney. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has tweeted out criticism of proposals to remove gender from identification documents, calling the idea nonsense. Morrison declared that a Liberal national government would never remove gender from birth certificates, licences and passports, even though most states don't show gender on driver's licences. Morrison's own New South Wales driver's licence would not bear any indication of his gender identity. Passports continue to show gender but allow holders to mark their identity as X. The Australian Christian Lobby has launched an attack on anti-bullying program Project Rocket, which promotes inclusion and diversity to young people. It comes after Project Rocket formed a $1 million partnership with Facebook and Instagram to curb the epidemic of online bullying. A blog post on the ACL's website claims that Project Rocket promotes contentious gender theory and cites ties to Minus 18 and the Safe Schools anti-bullying program. Former High Court Judge Michael Kirby is planning to marry his longtime partner Johan van Vleuten next year on the 50th anniversary of their first meeting. Following Australia's marriage equality win last year, Kirby said he and Johan had decided to marry in a speech to law students at Bond University last week. Asked by a student which moment of his life he would choose to relive, Kirby responded that it would be meeting his partner in a Sydney gay venue in 1969. Alt-right attention seeker Milo Yiannopoulos has had his upcoming Australian tour cancelled due to unforeseen circumstances. Yiannopoulos, who last year famously urged Australians to vote no in the marriage equality postal survey just months after marrying his own husband, was due to visit Australia for a five-date speaking tour in late November. He was planning to speak with Ann Coulter on the topic of how to save Australia, but the promoter recently emailed ticket holders to advise that due to unforeseen circumstances, the tour dates would be cancelled. The theme of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras 2019 has been announced as Fearless. Having celebrated its 40th edition this year, Mardi Gras says that Fearless reflects the LGBTI activism of the past, as well as a call to action for the future. The festival kicks off on Friday, February 15 and runs through to Sunday, March the 3rd, culminating with the parade, the official Mardi Gras party, and recovery events like Laneway. The 2019 festival will feature over 100 community events, dance parties, theatre, music, and family-focused fun. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
A Canadian football player has complained that fans recently called him gay because he has coloured hair. Calgary offensive lineman Derek Dennis tweeted his disappointment about the comments after the Winnipeg loss, saying fans are rude and classless and it's not okay. Days later, fans of Major League Soccer club LAFC were caught chanting the anti-gay slur of Puto around Bank of California Stadium during a match. USA Water Polo have featured an LGBT team as the subject of their new diversity campaign. Four videos were made celebrating inclusion in the sport, with one documenting the decade-long contribution of the Washington Wetskins. In the series, Wetskins members talk about the importance of having LGBT clubs in the community.
In the late 90s, there were teams here locally that didn't want to scrimmage with us on weekends, did not welcome our players to go and spend time with their teams very much.
And finally, protesters have unveiled a pro-trans banner during a World Series game to demonstrate against the Trump administration's anti-trans policies. The group printed the words "trans people deserve to live" on the banner, which was displayed during Game 5 of the series between the LA Dodgers and Boston Red Sox at Dodger Stadium. Maria Roman and Bambi Salcedo say they had the banner in place for several minutes before security removed them from the venue.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.